Okay. So what time frame did you attend ACU?
I was there from 48 to 51.
Okay. So what did you feel was expected of an ideal ACU woman or an ideal ACU man during your time at the school?
Oh, to follow the rules, to be good. But for the men, the boys, to do something toward a job, toward a degree and all. For the girls, not so much.
Okay.
I mean, I didn't plan on doing anything but getting married. Really, some girls got degrees in education to be teachers, they usually didn't come to ACU to be nurses, but that was a job that girls had in that time. And secretaries. Like, I took those kind of classes some, because I had worked in an office when I was in high school. But I would say our aims were very different than what the boys did and what we did, what the girls did.
Okay. Would you say the majority of the women who attended ACU during that time were only there to find husbands?
No, not necessarily. I don't know. I was there also to get a degree because my daddy thought I needed a degree because I could always teach. Right. And so I needed to do that. And so that was one of my goals, was to get a degree.
Right.
But it wasn't necessarily to go farther up in the job world or anything.
Okay.
But getting a husband was pretty much a big thing.
A big thing, yes. Did you feel that you met these expectations?
Well, I guess, yeah. I got a husband while I was here, and I'm still married to him 67, 8 years later.
Can you think of anyone who intentionally ignored or defied these expectations?
Well, there were kids that broke the rules, yeah. I guess that would be defying. But it was a lot easier doing what was right then. You didn't have all the temptations of what's going on and seeing it all around and everything. There were kids that got kicked out of schools for one thing or another. I would think mainly probably for like drinking or something. But I mainly knew the good kids. I was kind of protected, I feel like.
So how did the religious culture influence gender roles at ACU during your time? So like in the classroom or like chapel relationships, like I guess what were the major differences besides like, oh, you can be a teacher, you can be a secretary? What other divisions were there?
Well, as far as the religious things, girls couldn't speak in chapel or in Bible classes. We could, you know, ask questions and talk. But it was pretty much a man's world. But I didn't resent that because that was the way it was. And that was the way I'd been raised.
Right.
So it was fine with me for the men to take over.
So in a classroom setting, if somebody asked a question, were you allowed to answer, or did y'all kind of hold back and let somebody else answer?
No, I feel like I think we had opportunity to be heard by the teacher or the other students.
Okay. So today, how, like, the degree of changes that these, like, roles have had in comparison, I mean, how big are the changes today than they were, like, during your time?
Okay. They're very big. The dress is total different. We could, when I was in school in those years, girls could not wear pants. They had to wear a skirt. And on Sundays, we had to wear hose. Mm. You couldn't even go out on campus on Sunday without hose on. And very different. Probably clothes is one of the big things for gender differences, and the fact that the girls there were girls were officers in some of the clubs, but they could be an officer in their class, but not, the girl never was president or vice mm-hmm. president. They could be the secretary mm-hmm. or maybe the treasurer. I don't remember if any girls were treasurers or not, but and then another thing that was very different was our transportation, mm-hmm. which isn't gender related, but most of the people I knew didn't have cars. We didn't have cars. I had a cousin who was in school at the same time that had an old car that he would let us borrow sometimes. But we would walk to or go on the bus to town. So okay. That was, but the boys didn't have cars much either. Mm. I mean, it was just economically it didn't work.
So what were some of the dormitory regulations for women and men at ACU during your time?
Well, we had to be in by 10 o'clock. I think even on weekends. But to be out, you could only be certain places. Mm. You could go to the library, and you had to check out. Mm. You checked in and out of the dorm when you left after classes, you know. After school was out, and you could check out and go to the library, and there was a area in the basement of the library where you could play ping pong or cards or something, so you could socialize. But we had quiet hour where we had to be in our rooms and study time kind of. There was lights out, and I don't remember. It was probably 10 or 10:30 maybe. Their living rooms, you know, in the dormitories, and we could have a boy come and visit us in the living room. But one thing was kind of funny to me. Jerry and I started dating when we were sophomores. And our dorm, they called it the dorm mother, the dorm, whatever you call them now. Anyway, the one woman that ran the dorm.
Oh,
she had a rule. We could not hold hands because we were dating. Now, you could hold a boy's hand that was just your buddy walking around, but once she knew you were dating him, you could not hold his hand. That's kind of different.
That's different.
But I guess that was the checking in and out of the dorm was a big rule. If we wanted to go home, we had to have permits from our parents mm. if we wanted to go home for the weekend. And my parents gave me a year-long written permit mm. that I could come home whenever I wanted to.
Oh, that's nice.
Well, yeah. But a lot of people had to just get it every week. I mean, it depended probably on how much your parents trusted you or whatever.
So for, like, let's say you were out closer to curfew, did you have to be escorted back to the dorm or could you walk by yourself?
I don't remember. I guess like from the library we could probably walk by ourselves. And that was about the only place we went on campus. You know, we'd go to church on Wednesday night, and they had buses that took us to churches if we didn't go to one here that was close. They had people would come pick us up and take us, because we didn't have cars, that's mostly.
Okay.
So,
Do you remember any conversations about, like, gender roles coming up in classrooms or chapel? Did they ever put emphasis on, well, women are supposed to do this and men are supposed to do this?
I don't remember particularly them telling. It was just understood, but now surely they must have told us at some point, or we wouldn't have understood. But, yeah, there were just certain things that men could, boys could do, and certain things girls could do. So, but I don't think we had classes or, you know, a lesson or someone speak on that.
So how much pressure or how many expectations did you have to either date or get married, either in college or after?
I guess the only pressure I had was for myself. But that's what I wanted to do. But no. The other girls, is that what you mean? Like other people would put pressure on me, you ought to be dating, or not much.
Okay. So some of the mentors or role models you had while you were at ACU, were these role models more male or female?
I would say female, probably. Upperclassmen. And the women that ran the dorm. I lived in two different dorms when I was in school at different times. And those women were very good women that you could look up to and ask lots of questions if you had them. But my friends and the upperclassmen.
ACU has always prided itself on giving students a Christian education. As you perceived it, how did the Christian aspect of your education interact with your gender?
I don't know that gender made any difference.
Okay.
I think we all were required to take certain amounts of Bible. We all were required to live a certain kind of life. And I don't think it was gender ruled.
Okay.
I think it was just for everybody the same.
So there weren't, like, more, I guess, stricter rules, maybe? I mean, I know you said that there were definitely differences between the rules that women and men had to follow, but...
I would imagine, I can't remember for sure, that the boys didn't have as strict rules about being in at night and all. But I don't remember Jerry ever having to leave. I mean, he would take me and he would leave, you know, but because they couldn't stay after the time, after 10 o'clock. But if there were a difference in rules, I don't know what rules would be different except their being able to get out more and move around more. They probably did not have to check in, you know, all the time with the head of their dorm or whoever ran it. We didn't have RAs, but what would now be an RA?
So do you think that, I know you said that the clothing had changed over time, but do you think that the Christian rules and, like, behavior expectations have changed over time as well?
I don't really know the rules real well right now, but when you go by campus and see girls dressed in very skimpy shorts and stuff, you know that things have changed. And while they tried to, I know that for many, a while at least, they tried to have a rule about how long you had to have skirts or shorts or so long, but they finally just gave up on that, I think. That's my impression. Now, they may still have those rules, but as far as I know, they just, you dress however you want to, I guess.
What would you want to say to a current ACU student about their education and about how gender over time has shaped their college experience?
I think gender has given a lot more opportunity to girls now. You know, that being a girl, you can go into any field you want, I guess. And like when I was in school, for instance, no girl would have ever done ministry or Bible as a major, because they couldn't preach, they couldn't be youth, they couldn't do anything really in ministry except just be a better person if they knew the rules, but they couldn't use it for their job or anything. So I think that's one of the main things. They have the opportunity now to major in whatever field they want to, and that to go farther, because they do have that basic education would be the main thing. That's probably the job world is the main thing that gender has helped or made broader. I don't know if it's always helpful, but it's broader. Girls have more opportunities than they did.
Going back to getting married, would you say the majority of the people who attended ACU during your time as a student were married, or were they
single? No, but most of them had plans to be married.
Okay.
Maybe as soon as they graduated, or as soon as they got out of school. There were people that married while I was in school, but not a huge amount, I would think, most of them. But they did have that was their aim, or they already were engaged or ready to get married as soon as they graduated, but they wanted that behind them first, maybe.
Is there anything else that you can kind of just remember of maybe being like, oh, that was definitely a difference in men and women other than just the majors and the expectations and curfew?
Not really. I mean, like there was some as far as the leadership. Girls could be leaders in the clubs, all clubs that had just girls in them. But if it was a club that had boys in it also, the boys always were the main leaders. And I don't, as far as I know, that's probably not true today.
No.
I would guess that girls are just as much leaders as the boys.
Yes.
And you know, like in the chapel services and all, the boys, if students participated, it was the boys. It was never the girls. So, but like, I was a music major, and so we had one of our requirements before we graduated was to direct the choir and to direct the band and orchestra. And so girls could do that, you know. It wasn't that just the boys got to do it. It was one of our requirements too. So, and that may have been true in other majors where there was something like that, but mainly the boys did the leadership.
Did you have children?
In school. When I was in school, no.
Oh, no.
I didn't marry until I graduated.
Okay. Did your children attend ACU?
Some of them did. I have four children. Three of them did.
Okay.
One of them is Bob, Mary Beth. And then two of my girls went to ACU. And both graduated.
Okay.
Both have their masters.
Did you think that they would come into, come to experience some of the same things you did, or do you think by the time that they reached ACU, it was already different than what you had experienced?
Probably for the youngest daughter, it was different things that she got to do. But, well, I can't think of anything particularly. I'm just thinking she was a free person, free soul. She did what. But I don't think they had the time requirements about curfew, things like that. Or if they did, it was when they lived in the dorm some and they lived at home some. And our youngest daughter even lived in an apartment. That didn't happen when I was in school. Mm. Everyone lived in the dorm. But she, her junior and senior year, I think, lived in an apartment. And of course, you make your own rules, I guess, when you live in an apartment. I don't know if they have to be approved. I don't remember us having to do anything except just find the apartment for the rent. So that was different, the living situation. But I don't know for the boys if it was different or not.
Did they have more options for degrees than you did?
Well, yeah, because ACU didn't even have master's degrees when I was in school. I don't think. I could be wrong, but we didn't consider getting them there. But both of my girls have master's degrees from ACU. And so, and you know, now you can go ahead farther than that. But even at their age, which they were in school in the, I guess, the 70s.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
They could go ahead and get a master's degree.
So jumping back to your time at ACU, can you remember some of the things that were going on in the world during that time?
Well, the Korean War started during that time.
Okay.
And my husband left to go to the war was one thing. Now, other than that, okay, I'm trying to not, I go back to the World War II, my memories do, and so I'm kind of getting mixed up between the two. But the Korean War was going on while we were in school. And that was a big deal. And the draft, the boys, not the girls, were, you know, afraid they'd get drafted and miss out on school. And my husband went ahead and enlisted, and it was like in March, and so they gave him the rest of the semester. His teachers gave him the credit for the rest of that semester. So it was, you know, for the students, it was a thing. As far as their education, that could put a stop to it, and then it's hard to go back once you get out and live a different, total different life for a while to go back and go to school again. So,
yeah, at that point you've pretty much grown up. So
yeah, and especially if you know, like he was out in the army and had a job and made a living, and we'd gotten married, and he did come back. He went until 55 and graduated. So they do, you know, that works. But anyway, that was one of the big things going on in the world at that time, was the Korean War and how that affected.
What career did you end up pursuing?
I did not.
Mm-hmm. You did not. Okay.
Being a mother.
A mother, yeah, that is a career. I would consider that a career.
I've worked several times. I've worked as a teacher, as a substitute teacher mainly, and I've worked in offices doing secretarial work, but I never did. It was never a career. So I just started having children. There I was. But we moved around a lot, and having the education, I think, helped me get jobs. Like, I worked at Kansas State College for a while as a secretary in one of their offices. I worked in Korea as a secretary in an army office. And so just having the career was an advantage. But, and to be able to do substitute teaching, I did that in Kansas. And so it helped me in that way. But since I didn't go for a career, and most of my friends didn't, I think, trying to think of some of them that did. The ones that did, though, from my day, were mostly teachers. You know, and why they may have gone up in the teaching field. My daughter, my oldest daughter, is still a third grade teacher. And she's been doing that. She's 63 years old. So her degree absolutely helped her as far as her life was concerned, is what she did. But, yeah.
Do you look back and wish you had some of the same opportunities that your kids did when they attended ACU?
I don't really. I've had just about a perfect life. I really have been blessed for years and years, so I wouldn't want anything different. But I maybe could have done more if I had more education, but it's what I've had has served me well.
That's so good.
But a lot of, I think in a way that's unusual, to be as satisfied with what all's gone in your life. At least I hear people complain a lot about their lives, and they wish they had done something different. I've just had a ball. It's been good. And so, for me personally, I can't say. I look back and think, I wish I'd done that.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, it is good. It is good. I've been really blessed. Now, while I found a husband at ACU, my girls did not. One of them found him at a rodeo, and one of them found him in town, and the other one found him in high school, really. He did go to ACU some, but she really found him in high school. So, if I'd had more conflict in my life, it'd help you more.
But this is good. Everybody's different, so yeah. I like getting the different perspectives.
Yeah.
I really think that's it. I mean, that's I'm thinking.
Well, I hope that's been helpful, that you can do something with it.
Yes, I'm sure I can.
Out of the annuals, which shows the clothes we wore.
Oh, okay.
And the cheerleaders. My husband was a cheerleader. What do you call them now? Are they still cheerleaders?
Yes, yell leaders. Guys, we might say yell leaders.
Yell leaders.
I don't know for sure either.
Do they have guys now?
Do we have any of these? At least, I don't think we have any.
You did a few years ago.
I want to say we have like one or two.
Yeah, maybe.
I don't know. Anyway.
Yeah, that's crazy.
So how was that? I mean, I know that now it's a stereotype that girls are cheerleaders, but...
Well, and they were they didn't, it was a total different way of cheering. They yelled. They had yells that they did, but they didn't do any of the acrobatics or any of the stuff, you know, jumping around or climbing up or any of that. They just stood in front of the crowd and encouraged the whole crowd to yell.
Okay.
And I was telling Mary Beth, and we had what we call a kitten club, which was a group of girls, any girl could be in it that wanted to, that cheered for the teams. And I guess kitten club because they were the Wildcats. I don't know. Because it was already established when I came. And there were probably 50, 100 of us. And we went to all the games, home games. And the cheerleaders kind of stood in, down on the field in front of us. And we all yelled. So, but that was a big deal to get to be in the kitten club and to yell for the team. So that's it. Now they don't have an organized, I don't guess they do, have an organized cheering team. But, and I guess that's what you'd call it, a cheering team. But it was a big deal. It was one of our big clubs on campus too. Cheer for the team.
That is cool though.
It is kind
of yeah.
I appreciate
you. Okay, well, you're welcome.